Tonight, the NFL one step closer to kicking off its new season, unveiling its schedule of games, and Commissioner Roger Goodell setting the ground rules for reopening club facilities. In a memo explaining local and state governments have to consent to reopening, teams must create infection response units, and they'll start with up to 50% of non-player employees. Most players are not included in phase one of the plan. Just last month, the commissioner was asked about the start date.
We are planning to be playing on time and in full season.
When you talk about their buildings, it's not just a place where guys go practice. It is a workplace for hundreds of people.
Mike Tirico is the host of NBC's Football Night in America.
Will the NFL experience be different, and what will that look like?
I think the American sports experience will be different, at least short term. The experience that we've come to know of 70, 80,000 people in a stadium sitting shoulder to shoulder is not likely to return in the very near future.
Now, it's not clear when fans might actually be able to get back into a stadium, but here in Miami, the Dolphins have a blueprint. 15,000 people allowed inside of a stadium that seats 65,000, and personal escorts by road to maintain social distancing.